Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I welcome you to a very interesting session this afternoon. We will talk about a community approach to measure earthquake data. And this is related to the Izmir earthquake this year, I believe, Orkut. I welcome Orkut as our speaker. He's connected from Istanbul. And it is his first talk at the first Congress for him. So he has never seen or heard us before, maybe just from remote. Yeah, I'm interested to see about what he was talking about, and I would like to hand over to you, Orkut, and maybe introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you for introducing me. I'm very excited to be here online at least. I'm Orkut Murat Yılmaz from Istanbul, Turkey. I'm a survey engineer, and I'm working as a DevOps engineer too. I have been working as part of some NGOs which have been focused on free software, open data, crowdsourcing, and also internet privacy too. We have different NGOs in Turkey and with different focuses. So one of them is Yerçizenler, which I am a member of. This project is done by the efforts of Yerçizenler. So I'm going to introduce a little bit, I'm going to introduce you the Yerçizenler, our NGO. It is located in Istanbul, Turkey, and it was founded in July 2017 by the people from different free software communities, such as OpenStreetMap, PostJS, QJS, GeoServers, and other geospatial free software communities too. After the establishment of Yerçizenler, we have worked with humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, and we have made the Bina project. It was the project for the refugees who have been living in Istanbul. We organized workshops for the refugees helped them mapping the places they have been getting services, such as health services, legal services, and other services from the NGOs, government institutions, and corporations too. After the workshops, refugees created the buildings and the roads and the other maps data over the OpenStreetMap. And then they did their navigation by the help of the some free software tools in order to receive those services. After the Bina project, we have done some work on Turkey road data network improvement project over the OpenStreetMap. Again, we have worked with humanitarian OpenStreetMap team too. On the October 30, 2002, there was an earthquake happened in Agency, and the magnitude was reported as 6.9, and the earthquake had also caused the first tsunami recorded in our country. It happened in a small town near the agency. It is called Sajik. And then the result of the earthquake was 116 casualties and 1,034 injuries. So this was a photograph of a demolished building after the earthquake. So there's a national institution in Turkey. It is a Union of Chambers of Turkish Engineers and Architects from different branches of engineering and architecture and urban planning. people got together since the 50s, and they work as the local professional organization for the engineers and architects and urban planners. So we have contacted the Izmir City Coordination Council. It is called CCC here again. And we worked with them, and they have established a crowdsourced call center after the earthquake in order to organize the field work and office work. And they helped us doing our office work, field works, workshops, and the other data collection and data analyzing works with us. When earthquake happened, we were in Istanbul, actually. Me and some of my friends, and some of our members were in Izmir too. And after the earthquake happened, we have learned that the magnitude from the Kandilli Observatory and Earthquake Research Institute, the magnitude was huge. So that we decided to we decided to give some support for the people who were affected by the earthquake. So first we have checked the disaster gathering zones map of Izmir, and there was no map of disaster gathering zones. There were some spreadsheets on the National Disaster Government Agency. The website. So we have collected the data, and then we have created the disaster gathering zones map in an hour after the earthquake. An hour after the earthquake, our disaster gathering zones map was online, and we started spreading it over the social media. And then we went to Izmir, and because of the all the works we have done with the humanitarian open citynet team, we have some know-how about using mobile applications and mobile phones in order to gathering data from the disaster areas. So we have contacted the Izmir City Council of National Chambers of Engineers, and then we go to the field. And we went to the disaster areas. And then we have collected the demolished buildings data first. We have collected the building type. We have collected the building architecture. We have collected the, is there a roof level? Is there a, how much levels, how many levels the building has? And the other data as well. And after that, when we collected the data, we have published another online map over the UMAP. So we have three layers of the map here. One of them is fully demolished buildings right after the earthquake. And the second layer is about partially demolished buildings. And the third layer is showing us controlled demolition of the buildings. After the earthquake, there were some damaged buildings and demolished buildings as well. And some damaged buildings were demolished by the workers and engineers and the other people there. And then we have organized a meeting with the Izmir City Coordination Council of National Chamber of Engineers. And then we decided to create a public forum and distribute the form to the people who were affected by the earthquake. And then we started collecting the citizen data. We asked people, where is your building? Where have you been living? And do you have the photographs of the damage? And the city governor's urban issues management did or did not do a damage assessment work in your building. And what was the result of the damage assessments, the official damage assessments? Do you need a urgent need? Do you have an urgent need? And do you have others notes and photographs and the others data as well? So more than 1,200 people filled that form, and then we have organized some committees from the volunteers, the volunteer architects and the civil engineers, and then we created some maps of the damage assessment works. The they controlled the each building, and then they made a quality assurance of the official damage assessment, which was done by the city governors. And then we made a different data to compare the official damage assessment report. And then after the collecting the data from the people, we have published an Izmir earthquake damage heat map. We have chosen the heat map format in order to in order to not to show the private data, not to show the personal data of the buildings, but we decided to use a heat map to show the earthquake damage all around Izmir, and all the data, all the maps we have published are still online on a Turkish website. It is called izmirdepremi.com, and you can visit there. And after the RC3, you can click the links on my presentation in order to see the published maps too. And we have organized a mapathon, international mapathon, with humanitarian open seat map too. And after the mapathon, we have chosen an area, the urgent area and the other areas of Izmir. And then we got together with the volunteers, and then the Turkish open seat map community and the global open seat map community too. And we have created the maps for the Izmir, and we have used different data sources. One of them is Istanbul Technical University's remote sensing lab, and other one is Maxar. It was provided by Humanitarian Open Seat Map 2, Humanitarian Open Seat Map Team 2. And in Izmir, in Istanbul, in different cities of Turkey and all around the world, people contributed for the mapathon. And then there were 155,323 buildings were mapped on the mapathon. It was 173,844 edits were done. It was huge for Turkey, and it is the greatest contribution of humanitarian open seat map teams Turkey data after the earthquake. And we have created the earthquake data GitHub repository, or the GitHub, and we have been sharing the open data. I mean, we have deleted the private data, and we opened the source of data we collected from the citizens and data we collected from the field. And we also published the report here in Turkish, but an English report will be published too in a week or two. So this is the stuff we have done in order to, in a response of Izmir earthquake, as the citizen engineers, architects, and urban planners too. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Orkut. You said the map is still online. Can you show the map right now? Is it possible to have a quick view or walkthrough?
Okay. So this one is disaster gathering zones map of Izmir. It is online on UMAP. Mm-hmm. And this is the earthquake, demolished maps, demolished buildings map of the earthquake. And you can check the layers here. I mean, these are the fully demolished maps, and these are the partially demolished map buildings. And then these are the controlled demolished buildings in the earthquake area, actually. Sorry. And then this is the form we have created over the UCID. People can put their name, their contact details, the location of their building, and exact address, the neighborhood and the street and the door number. And they can add some photographs about the damage. And then they can, there's a yes, no questionnaire. Izmir governorship, did Izmir governorship do a damage assessment process in your building? And what is the result of the damage assessment test? And your urgent needs, please. As I said before, 1,200, more than 1,200 people filled that form. And this is the last one, the earthquake heat map. And sorry. And yes, this is the map also, but.
Yeah. So one question is, will this be updated, or is it an option to be updated? Like now it's kind of repaired status or stuff, or is it just the momentary?
Actually, it is the latest version, and there are no buildings demolished since the 15th of December, I guess so. But if there will be a new building demolished, we are going to put that on the map. Actually, not only us, the other volunteers living in Izmir can put the data on the map too.
I got one more question, because it's interesting for the people to see where the data, the map, and so on is. So the link overview would be interesting. So maybe you mentioned the GitHub link where it's all properly documented. So maybe you can open that up again, and so we have it at least in the talk. Okay, so we find it probably, yeah. Good. Yeah, links are very welcome. Oh, here we can see it. Yeah, good. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so interesting. And any more future plans on how to extend that, or is it kind of regular, so you never know?
Yes, we have future plans. Actually, we were lucky in Izmir. I mean, the earthquake was happened in a very little area, but we are expecting a bigger earthquake in Istanbul, and it would happen in a very large area. So we are trying to organize against the earthquake damage, and we are still trying to organize workshops and give people the right tools in order to be prepared for the earthquake. So we still want to analyze the we still want to create a map for the earthquake risk analysis of the buildings of Istanbul, because there are 5 million buildings in Istanbul in total, but in the worst scenario, there could be more than 15,000 buildings could be demolished after the possible Istanbul earthquake.
Okay. Good. Okay, perfect. I think we have actually the link already copied, so we have it for later purposes in the chat, etc. So yeah, thank you very much. I hope it was okay for you. First talk at First Congress, and you enjoy the rest of the Congress. So feel free to join all the other sessions and join the world. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for now. I think we will hand over back to the studio.
Okay, thank you.